This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Let's head to the phone line right now to catch up with Matt Miller at NFL Draft Scout. He does fantastic work with Bleacher Report. He's actually been to one of these things called the NFL Draft. Matt, how are you doing?
Still, man, you know, I haven't been to an NFL draft since 2012, to be completely honest. Since then, I have been on camera covering the draft live every year. So, yeah, weird humble brag, right? But so I haven't actually seen a draft since I saw Andrew Luck and RG3 get picked. And then back in the day, I had to do stand-up videos, not like the stream of reaction that we do now. So I haven't watched a pick get made in quite some time, man.
Okay, well, you just kind of killed my excitement for talking to you. But I mean, you actually can answer this. Talk about the impact of having the NFL draft. I mean, you do talk to a lot of people who are around the process.
Yeah.
What is it like for a city to actually host one of these things?
Honestly, man, it's huge. And I'm very excited. You know, I live south of Kansas City, but I claim Kansas City. You know, it's my city, at least, you know, since I'm from a town. And I'm really excited for the people of Kansas City to get to host this. I'm excited for the world, the NFL world, to see the kind of party that Kansas City can throw, because Lord knows I have forgotten probably more than I remember from some of those weekends in Kansas City. So I'm excited about that. I think economically it'll be a boom to the city. Hopefully we have a new airport by then, not to come on and talk, you know, I know some heat of politics in Kansas City, but hopefully we have a new airport by then and people can really see what Kansas City has to offer, man. It's not, you know, not just a barbecue cow town. Like, there's great beer, there's great bars to go hang out at, and there's amazing fans. You know, I was at the World Series parade, like probably everybody else listening to this, and to see the turnout for that makes me think that wherever they decide to host this, and I would think it would be in that, you know, downtown area near Union Station, it's going to be wild, it's going to be crazy, and it's going to be packed. So I'm really excited for Kansas City. Look at what Nashville did. And I know Nashville is, like, known as a party town. You're already going to have a ton of people there. But, you know, they're getting 500,000 people in Nashville. I think Kansas City, with a couple of years of planning and, you know, a couple of years for all the hotels and everybody to put things together, I mean, there's going to be 500,000 people downtown watching, hopefully watching the Chiefs pick 32nd overall.
Matt, it's funny you bring up going to the World Series parade, because Brandon is a little worried because of the World Series parade about Kansas City's ability to host an event that has this many people. Going to the parade and what you know about the NFL draft, how worried are you about Kansas City's ability to host that many people?
You know, I'm not worried about it, because I have talked to a lot of people over the years about, you know, I've been asked by people who work for the league, hey, what do you think about Kansas City getting a Super Bowl? And I'm going to make people mad. I've always been against it. I've always felt like the infrastructure wasn't in place from a hotel standpoint in terms of proximity to the stadium. The weather is incredibly unpredictable. But I think there's no way the NFL would give Kansas City the draft if they weren't really, really confident about their ability to do it. So, you know, whether it's, you know, whether they do this thing in the parking lot of Arrowhead and Kauffman, or they try to do it downtown, however it might be, they must be very, very confident about being able to get that many people in and to pack out an area. I remember when Nashville got it, and you know, Scarrington, I go to Nashville a couple times a year to vacation, and then I end up there for work some too. But I was like, how the hell are they going to do this? Like, how are they going to put that many people on Broadway that's already packed? And they didn't. They moved it away from Broadway, you know, to the north end, the east end of Broadway, to where it's like, oh, okay, that makes sense. So I think with Kansas City, there's obviously some areas, you know, I assume it's Union Station, maybe it's not, though, where they feel like, okay, we could pack enough people in here. I know one of the proposals for Nashville that might work for Kansas City was to have multiple locations, to not just try to have, okay, let's put 500,000 people in one spot. They were talking about spreading it out a little bit to where you might have 200,000 people here and 100,000 people in another place. And also, you know, those numbers are inflated. Like, you're not getting 500,000 people in one night. That was the total, you know, total visit over the 3-day span. So I think it'll get spread out enough to where the numbers might be like the parade, and hopefully, you know, there's more than a week notice to get something like that put together.
To me, Matt, the difference between the parade and the draft is at the parade, those people were going home. Not a lot of them had to go back to their hotels. And we've mentioned Nashville a few times. Where do all these people come from? Is this more of a local event or people coming in from all around the country?
At Nashville, people came from all around the country. I think, you know, with like Philly, it was much more local. Chicago was more local. But, you know, I know one thing that, I've talked to people in the league about is because, you know, like my podcast and, you know, what we do, like we're known as tailgaters and people that like to go have fun. They've asked us, like, how do we market this as a guy's weekend? You know, how do we sell this as, you know, get your buddies and come watch your team, you know, make this pick that could change the franchise forever. So I think they're trying to figure out how to make the draft a destination as well. So that's why I said, like, I'm sure we'll see every hotel room in the downtown area booked up very, very soon. You know, as soon as people can, basically, those will get booked up. But I think there will be a lot of out-of-towners. You know, like, think about, like, where I live. You know, we're 2 hours away. People will drive up for that. People will fly in for that. People will, you know, drive from Indianapolis, Chicago, Wisconsin, Denver, maybe. You know, there's a lot of team and a lot of fan bases close to here that it's like, oh, Kansas City's not bad to get to. It's a very affordable city. You know, hotel rooms in Vegas for next year are going for $1,000 a night. Kansas City won't be like that. It's an affordable destination. So I think that could really play into making it something that, you know, the average fan can go out and do.
Loaded question for you here, Matt, but why did Kansas City get the draft? Because of everything that you just mentioned, location, the people are nice, they haven't had it before, or because it's a great football town?
I think it's because it's a great football town, and you guys can send Mr. Mahomes a thank you card because I don't think there's any way Kansas City gets the draft without Patrick Mahomes. He has lit the city on fire. Kansas City was always a great football town. We all know that. But Mahomes and the energy that he has brought to that city and to that franchise, I think plays a lot into it. You know, obviously, it's a storied franchise, you know, going back to the Hunt family and all that they've done for the NFL. I'm sure that that plays a big part in this, too. But, you know, the fact that you now have, and the NFL is so smart about this. I wish Major League Baseball was like this. The NFL recognizes what they have in Pat, and they are putting, like, a full, you know, full frontal assault on the idea. If we have the, you know, the hottest player in the game is also this super, you know, nice, easygoing, funny guy that, you know, never had a problem in his past. He's super easy to market, and they're rallying behind that. So I think it's really a little bit of everything. It's not, you know, so much one thing or the other.
Matt, last question. I'll get you out of here. It has nothing to do with the draft. I am still very worried about this team's cornerback situation. How worried are you about it?
I'm still very worried, especially now that, you know, if you're going to get Patrick Peterson, it'll be after 6 weeks of play. So I am worried about it. I am, you know, we were talking about this on the Six Football podcast that came out this morning. I'm so ready for the preseason, which I know just sounds stupid, but I am. And one of the reasons is I know we're going to get like a vanilla Steve Spagnuolo defense for those four games, but I really want to see just how it looks, just to start to get some of an idea of who is going to be out there starting, what type of, you know, we're not going to see in-depth pressure packages, but just to start to get a feel for what this defense is going to look like. I'm with you, though, Carrington, man. I'm worried about the corner play, and I'm really, really hoping that, you know, guys like Kendall Fuller can step up because that's the only way that they're going to be serviceable is for some of these guys that, you know, we all know and have seen play for the last couple of years. You know, Bashaud Breeland, Kendall Fuller, those dudes are going to have to step up and earn their money.
And that's Matt Miller at NFL Draft Scout on Twitter. Go ahead and give him a follow. He also does great work for Bleacher Report and check out his podcast, Stick to Football. Matt, always good talking to you, my man.
Likewise, guys. Thanks for having me on.
That's my guy, Matt Miller.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.